Hello and welcome to the Fifth Meeple Podcast, a podcast with five diverse friends who offer our takes on the latest and greatest games to hit our table. I'm your host, interim tonight, Daniela, and today we have a very special episode planned, which will be a slight deviation from our regularly scheduled program. Today on this episode of the Fifth Meeple, we're going to share our personal 2024 board gaming resolutions, as well as one overarching goal for our podcast. Notably missing today are two of our meeps, the wild card Emerson and the underdog Emily. They have both been working tirelessly through the Christmas season, but they are here with us in spirit, and so we are waving to them. Can't hear the wave, but we are waving.
All right. Emerson. Hi, Emily.
Also joining me today, we have the intellectual introvert.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris.
And the collector.
Hey, this is David. Sell me some games.
There they are. All right. Thanks for joining us three meeps tonight. And so here we go. So before we get started, Chris, we've been talking about some of the New Year's resolutions. We just wanted to come up with one overarching one that could maybe be for just our podcast. And we're pretty new here. What might that look like for us in 2024?
Yeah, the Fifth Meeple Podcast has just one resolution in 2024, and that's to grow our audience. And for that, we need the help of the listeners. If you're listening, please hit the like and subscribe button so you never miss a show. You can also follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Fifth Meeple. You can also join the Fifth Meeple Guild on BGG. We are guild number 4269, or send us an email at thefifthmeeple@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. And finally, the best way you can help us grow is to tell your friends about us. Nothing is stronger than a personal recommendation, and we thank you in advance for spreading the word about us. Another great way to help us is to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us. If you do, we just might read your review on a future episode. In fact, we received a couple of reviews since our last episode. David, what did our listeners have to say?
Yeah, so I'll kick this off. So thanks for the reviews out there. Ashley Einstein gave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. She said, "Great podcast. My favorite thing to listen to during car rides." So thanks to you, Ashley, out there.
That's a good use of your time, listening on the car rides.
Yeah, we at least have one fan out there. Exciting.
Well, we might have two. What does the second one say?
Yeah, so we did have another one just come in last week. It's from Reroll, and she says, "Thumbs up for the Fifth Meeple." She says, "A great podcast to learn some new games and to find out the playability for five players. The hosts dive into a variety of game mechanics and do a great job of explaining them to the listener. This is mainly due to the range of the experiences of the host. Would recommend this podcast to experienced board gamers and those just entering the board game hobby." So thanks to Reroll out there for that great review on Apple Podcasts as well. Another 5-star. So thank you for that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that really does help us kind of decide where we're going to go, what we're going to do, what we may need to work on. But it really helps to hear from you guys. And so I like that she kind of touched on some of just the different points of our group and our dynamic as well. That's really great and helpful. So thank you.
Yeah, that's exactly what we were hoping to do, right? Five very different people coming from very, very different angles. And hopefully, you know, you can connect with one of us.
All right, let's talk about some of the reflections from 2023. I just want to quickly, you know, throw it back to this last year, where we started, where we've come from. You know, I really started gaming with David last December. He invited me over to his house. I remember walking in the room and being like, "Who has this many games?" Like, really, like, just insane. I never knew this type of community was out there. So it's been a fun learning experience for me. We started then, you know, playing with Emily and Emerson on Monday nights. And then, Chris, what month did you join us in?
I met David late January, right?
Yeah.
Because it was at a Protospiel here in the Cleveland area. And he invited me out probably a few weeks later. So it's probably February sometime.
Yeah,
then
I joined February.
Yeah, so then we all kind of like started playing together, and then, you know, hence the Fifth Meeple just kind of came into fruition later in the fall, and that's kind of just where it ended up. But, you know, there's just been a lot of new gaming groups too. And David, you hit up a lot of different groups. Has, you know, 2023 been different in the gaming? Would you say just groups that you've gone to? I know you try to hit a lot up. You try to see what's out there, what's in the Northeast Ohio area.
Yeah, I mean, I just went from mostly going to, you know, board game nights that other people are hosting, whether it be at churches or libraries or, you know, other venues that they can get available to them, to actually trying to host one ourselves. So that was kind of the big transition for me this year, was from going out all the time and trying to meet people to now, you know, trying to cultivate a community that's a little closer to where I live, you know, within driving distance, and trying to cultivate, you know, that base over around here. So
yeah, because you and Chris were going out to the one board gaming area, the store over by North Olmsted, is it?
Yeah, Recess, so, yeah.
Yeah, you guys were going out to Recess, I think. That's where you two met, correct?
Right, that was at the Protospiel.
Yeah, the Protospiel. So you guys met out there. And then there were a few other people, I believe, you had talked to out there as well that were from either the Ashabula, Chardon, east side, I'll say, of Cleveland.
Yeah, definitely. And then I think shortly thereafter, you know, we decided, hey, you know, let's try to do something on this side, because most of the game groups that were out there at the time, a lot of them met either on the west side of Cleveland, you know, or on the, you know, south side of Cleveland. If you don't know Cleveland, basically it's west and east side. So, you know, if you're a west sider, if you're not from around here, you don't ever see the east siders, maybe like one time a year.
Yeah.
You know, when you cross over, it's a weird dynamic here.
It's true. It's because of the lake. The lake is an odd barrier that we have. Yeah. So I think, you know, we've ended the year. There's a couple different guys that we also play with too, at different times. I know, David had mentioned, there's different churches that we play at, as well. And then, just, you know, people you meet through those groups that you find that you like to play with and you mesh with. So it's been a really, really cool growing year, I think, for us, individually and as well as a group. So, I think that's awesome. But we also had a lot of new games brought to the table. You know, David is our collector. He is ever collecting the games. Anything you want to say about any of the games you've bought? Even Chris, I know you've been collecting some things as well over the years.
I mean, this was a good year for games. You know, if you're looking for new stuff, you know, there's a lot of good stuff I think that came out this year. I mean, I think we're in the golden age of board gaming. You know, the last, probably since COVID, you know, there's a lot of great games that have been coming out year after year. You know, almost too many than you can possibly play. You know, I think there's thousands of games coming out in the queue. And so it's getting a little tougher to find, you know, the ones that really want to, you really want to play and get to the table versus, you know, just buying, you know, because I guess that's the trap I sometimes get into. I'll just buy it because if I think it's going to go out of print, or if it's going to be a long time till they do another print run, I'll want to get a copy, even if it's in a queue of games that I'm trying to play, just so that when I want to play it, it's there so I can play it. Mm-hmm. You know, because I think that's the unique thing about our hobby a little bit, is that the supply and demand tends to fluctuate. So, you know, sometimes, you know, if a game, you know, doesn't sell well, or even if it does sell well, it could be a while till another print run actually comes available. So if you really want to get your hands on something, sometimes it's kind of, you know, you got to go out of there and get it. So, mm-hmm. So it's been fun.
Yeah. Any, what was maybe one of their greatest finds for 23 for you? I'm putting them on the spot. So these are just hot take questions.
Correct? Well, I can answer that. So the best ones for me, as far as finding new games, Brass Birmingham was awesome. Fell in love with that right away. I had never played Castles of Burgundy before. I think I went out and, well, David, you bought that for me, but I knew immediately after I played it, I have to get this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be playing this a lot. So those for me were probably the two best games that I found that I was like, wow, I have to own this. I'm going to play it a lot.
Sweet.
Yeah, I would say Brass Birmingham is one of my faves as well. I would say like a hard to find game that I was excited to get this year and get to play is, you know, Wonderland Wars, you know, which I think I just got a shipping notice. So I have the premium edition with the premium chips coming to my house here within the next week. So I will probably be putting out a copy of Wonderland Wars back into the wild so somebody else can enjoy it as they get a new copy.
And that's so like funny to me because I guess I didn't even introduce myself as the goofy noob, but that's me right here. But, you know, just being new to that, I would have never known that is something hard to come by, Wonderland Wars, and just getting your hands on certain games that you bring to the table is, you know, is tough to get. So interesting.
Yeah. It's like a game in and of itself.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
How about personal for us? We had talked in a group chat and we were just kind of reflecting a little bit with some of the other people that we've played with before. Just, you know, what kind of games that we've played, how many games have we played? One of the gentlemen that we play with had said, oh, you can actually look on the, is it BGA app?
I think he was using BG Stats, I think.
Okay, sorry, BG Stats. So yep. He was looking on that and he, you know, had a bunch of different stats that he ran and we were kind of just, you know, chit-chatting back and forth and just reviewing that and reflecting on it. I think at that time I had played 69-70 games. By the time we're recording here right now, it's probably up to 72-73 games that I've played that are brand new to me. So in a year for me being a brand new person, like, that blows my mind. Like going back and counting all of those, I was like, and I know I didn't take pictures of every single thing we played. I actually just used my Instagram little reel and I was counting all the games as we went through and stuff. And so nice. Super interesting just to see what has all been brought to the table. I mean, it shocked me. So how about you guys? Chris, do you have any idea how many games you played?
Yeah, so 2023 was an interesting year for me because prior to meeting David and joining this group, I had never been part of a board gaming group. I'd never been to a board game meetup. And so most of, barely all of the games I had ever played was either with my family or just with myself playing multi-handed, mm-hmm. which meant my realm of what I knew was what I owned, and that's what I played. And so once I got into, you know, met David, came into this group, started going to some other places, it's just this whole new world as well, even though right. I've been playing games for eight years pretty heavily by myself or, you know, in my home. So there was still a lot of new to find. And so, yeah, I was looking through my stats. I've got, we're taping this right at the end of December here. And so I've got a couple days left, but so far I've got 399 plays in this wow. year. So I will cross 400 before the year's over. 121 different games and 94 games that are new to me.
Wow.
And so again, a lot because just most of what I didn't own, that's going to be new to me because I hadn't been going out and, mm-hmm. and, you know, being able to see it. And so a lot of new things for me to see this year.
When did you start playing on Board Game Arena?
Board Game Arena was this year as well.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I didn't know if that was open to you prior. But that makes sense that you were only playing games that you own. So, okay. Interesting. David, how about you? Do you have any idea?
Yeah. So, you know, I was recording. I don't know a lot of people. Like, I know you were doing it on Instagram. I had, like, a notes page open where I would just, like, type in games I played. Mm. And then I think it was, like, halfway through the summer, we met a guy named Pete who showed us this app called BG Stats. And so I think me and Chris immediately, like, downloaded it and paid for it. It's, like, a paid app.
It's, like, $5, so it's not expensive.
Yeah, I think it's less awesome. Than that even,
it's,
maybe.
Yeah. I think it's, like, $4.99. But
is it $4.99?
The extra thing.
I thought it was $2.99. I got it on sale. I don't know.
Probably.
yeah, of course you did. You found the deal.
But, you know, that app's kind of changed the way, you know, I view games. I mean, it's really helped, you know, in a lot of ways to solidify what I'm playing. I think on the app it said that I played 121 new games this year. And out of that, I think I played 362 plays.
Wow.
So almost one game for every day of the year, which is crazy to me because it just kind of boggles my mind that I got that many plays in just because we had a baby this year too, me and my wife. So it's been
just you.
Yeah. You know, can't. Yeah.
That's been crazy. That's awesome. How about anybody's goals that were not met? Anything that stands out to you that you really wanted to do that maybe just escaped? The year just kind of flew by.
Yes. I wanted to play co-op games with my wife. I got Oathsworn. Mm. Didn't even get to the table. Too busy with the baby by the time it came in. We already had our kid. So, you know, just trying to play some cooperatives that, you know, with storytelling that we wanted to get into, I didn't get a chance to get into this year. So hopefully we might try to sneak in a play here or two, but we're kind of more like My City pace right now. For those of you who don't know, My City is a board game where you can play like an episode in like 15, 20 minutes. So that's kind of more of our speed where the baby's out for a 30-minute nap. We can sneak a game in.
And that does look really cool. I know you told me I should probably play that with my mom. So that's interesting. I might take a look at that too.
You talk about My City?
Yeah.
It's on BGA, so you can try it out there. Play it
well, we will get to that. Yeah. How about you? Anything that you wanted to do this year that you just didn't get?
I didn't set any formal goals, but I mean, I had just sort of, again, it's been a really weird how this year has panned out to where I was just saying to myself, well, I'd really like to get into a board game group, being the introvert, not knowing how to do it.
Yeah.
I meet David, it just happens.
Yeah.
Right.
That's really great.
And so that to me, it was just, I want to find a way to, you know, engage in my hobby differently. And, mm-hmm. and then again, just things just start to happen. I think really the same way with this podcast. David and I had gone down to Origins, which we'll probably talk about a little later, mm-hmm. One of the conventions. And on the drive back, I'd been thinking for a couple of days, you know what? We got a pretty good group. We can make a podcast out of this. How do I bring it up? Does it even make sense? And on the drive home, David brings it up. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You know, this was on my mind as well. And so just everything just kind of falling into place like it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, if you never play tested, that's how me and Chris actually met. We were... No offense to whoever's game that was, but it's probably one of the top five least favorite games of mine. But
that was a rough play test.
Yeah. But hey, I made a great friend out of Chris I was sitting there. So go play test other people's games.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, that's really cool. All right. And I just have to say, too, I just want to give, you know, just kudos and stuff to Chris and David just sitting here in front of me. Again, being new, this has been my first year. It's been a rough year learning some of these games. You know, though, with David, just the generosity and the amount that he has spent and put into his collection here truly is just wonderful. It is a great thing to be a part of, to sit here, to be able to have these games come out. You know, he's willing to teach. He's got patience. You know, half the time I'm playing a game and I'm going, David, what do I do next? And he's like, I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to do. Like, I don't know what your end goal is. And I'm like, I'm just trying to win, you know, like.
Just stop, Chris.
Yeah. Like, just block. Yeah. Create, like, yeah, just little. Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm just lapping it last week.
Opening his home up every week for us too.
Yeah, so. You know, we come down here and just really take over. Again, David has a new baby and I'm just grateful and thankful for that. So thank you, David, for that. And really, Chris, just being kind of like dad of the group, you know? I'm not saying that because you're the oldest, but maybe it's just because you're the wisest out of all of us. But, you know, you do have a very calm demeanor. You've taught very well. When you do bring a game to the table, you can tell you're serious about it. And you print out sheets. You help us. You know, I was laughing that when we were playing Kingsburg. And we were all playing and you had it all very nicely typed out. We all really knew what we were doing. And then one of the gentlemen was like, I think I'm playing a different game. And, you know, it's just fun things like that we get to laugh at. And really, you know, Chris has introduced us to a lot of the trick taking games because that's what he likes to play. And so, you know, we try as a group to get through some of those. Some have been great. Some have not been not so great. But as well as he just gives me a brutal, I'll just say, butt kicking on the reg, and he doesn't care. And I think that's probably been one of my toughest lessons over the last year is to learn to just take it and accept that he has something in mind that is not going to put me anywhere close on the points track. I probably will lose many victory points. But again, just, you know, I really did just want to throw that out there for you guys just to be able to have that.
Yeah, well, thank you. I thought I was a good teacher until I met Chris, and then he was bringing all his printouts, and I'm like, oh, maybe I'm not a good teacher. So I have to step up my game.
I think a couple of people said, you should be a teacher.
So, yeah, and I thought about it when I was younger.
Yeah.
So, but no, thank you. And we could go around the room if we wanted to, if we had time, and just say that about everybody. Just for me, it's just how welcoming everyone is, and just the different personalities are awesome. And I think we mesh really well together. I look forward to every week that we get together.
Okay, let's dive into our 2024 resolutions. So what we're doing here is everybody gave me their personal different resolutions that they would like to do for 2024. And then I kind of reviewed them. So David sent me his, Chris sent me his, I had mine. And what I did was categorize them based off of just the topic or something like that. So if some of them were similar, they're going to be just kind of joined here, but we'll go through them kind of a little round robin, keep going around the circle, but I'll kind of introduce them as what they are. So number one is all based around plays and different goals that everybody had for that. So David had said that he wanted to get at least 400 plays in for the year and 180 different games.
So that's kind of my New Year's resolution. Just coming off of last year, you know, I played 362 games, so I just want to up it a little bit. It might be challenging with a toddler this year, so I'm not quite sure if I'm going to meet that goal. But I also do want to get to 180 different games. So basically one different game or new game played every 2 days. So I think I could do that. I did 121 this year, so that's just adding about 60. I think that's it's achievable. Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
It's a lot, but the interesting thing is you probably have 180 games up on your walls that you haven't played yet. So
at least 100. Yeah. Probably like 800.
Do you know how many you have that you haven't played that are in your home?
Yeah, I think like 600.
Okay.
Out of 800.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you got that. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
So based on plays, Chris said that he wanted to play 30 games that are new to him. So Chris, 30 games. You think you can do that?
Yeah. I wasn't sure what number to set here because I think I mentioned earlier I had played 94 games that are new to me in 2023. And so, you're gonna really up that and go one third of what you did last year. But again, everything was new to me in 2023 for the most part, other than what I owned. And so I don't know what this number should be, but we're going to talk in a few minutes about one of my other resolutions that is kind of in conflict for that. So what I'm trying to do is find the balance of, hey, I want to go out and try new things. I want to make sure I'm playing new stuff, but I don't want to do so at the expense of, hey, I know I like these games over here and I never play them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to find, okay, what is that balance for me? And so I'll pick 30 this year and you know, this ultimately might be, hey, every year I just kind of, hey, this is kind of the mix I like to have. And I'm still finding what that number would be.
Okay. All right. And one of mine for this plays was actually to download the app. I don't have a number of games, really, because the number shocked me of how many games I had played this year. So one of my goals is to download the app. I was fiddling around with one app and I was like, nah, forget that. So I think I will probably do the same one that both Chris and David have and just pay that $4 or $5. If David has a QR code or a code, I can get that discounted price. But, just to track the games and the plays, that way I can bounce off into 2025 and understand where was I going? How many games did I play? Just to start tracking some of that stuff. Cause again, very new to me. So interested to see what that looks like.
Yeah. And depending on, who you are and what you are, you can get lost in the stats if you just start going digging in there. So I'd like to just go in there and just, start to parse the data. It does a pretty good job of it.
Yeah. From what I've seen you guys pull up, it's been pretty interesting and neat to see what can all do. So
very cool. And even just as, when we played something we've played before and David's like, oh yeah, I won that last time, I can go on and check to make sure that he did. So.
Yeah. Bragging rights.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. There you go. One of the other resolutions that Chris had was, I will say, just staying in this plays, was that he wanted to complete a board game 20x5. So explain a 20x5 to us, Chris.
Yeah, so a 20x5 or really an X by Y, you can do it anyway. What a 20x5 is I'm saying I'm going to play 20 different games at least 5 times each. And in 2023, I did a 10x10, which is probably the most standard one. You can go on Etsy and wherever and get boards that allow you to track that as you go along. And I did that in 2023. And what I found myself is that I had a lot of games that I was sitting at 8, and then I was kind of forcing myself to play games where I was like, I've kind of had enough of that one. I'd rather be playing something else, but I've got this challenge to myself. And so I felt like maybe 10's a little too much. And then one of the other people that we play with, Pete, had mentioned, well, he actually did a 20x5. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, okay, that actually sounds a little more up my alley. And if I have a game I want to play more, I'll do it. But I think that meshes well with my 30 new games too. I can get 5 plays in and then try something else. So, and again, people do these all different ways. Some folks, I've seen them, they're going to do a 10x10 with their spouse. So they're going to play 10 different games, 10 different times with the same person. That's a little,
that sounds like marriage counseling.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a little extreme for me. Any way I can get him in, I think that's doable. And again, it kind of gives me something to work towards. It'll even, we use the BG stats app, and it'll tell you, hey, here's the next game you should probably play. You're falling behind on this one, things like that.
That's really cool actually to do that. Now, do the 20 games, do they need to be new games or can they be things you've already played before?
For me, it can be any game for me. I mean, people can do them however you want, but to me, it's just 20 different games.
Because you have some that you really enjoy.
Absolutely. These will be givens. I'm going to play this game, 5, 6, 7 of my games, 5 times whether I'm trying to or not.
Okay. So. All right. Cool. Very cool. Yeah. That might be something, again, that I look forward to do in the following year after that. So very cool. All right. Topic number 2 had to do with newness. So David, Chris, and I both had something kind of in this category. David, he said that he wanted to design at least one game. So David, tell us about that.
Yeah. So, I kind of met Chris because I went to a Proto Spiel event. And for those of you who don't know, basically that event was for designers or wannabe designers to come out and test game ideas, whether they're completed games or working on games. I laughed because of that one game test we tried to play. For me, my journey kind of started more that way. I own a lot of games because I try to synthesize mechanics that I like and try to kind of introduce them to people who don't like to play games or who think the only games out there are like Monopoly or Clue or like Sorry. And so to me, I think when I was in college, I got to play Settlers was the big thing when I was in college. So that might date me a little bit on this show. So if you were in college and Settlers was the big game, that was kind of like an eye-opening revelation to me about what a board game could be at the time. And I remember playing that a lot. And then I got really burned out on it, most people do. Haven't been back in 20 years, but other than with this group.
Yeah, I was going to say, we played once this year.
Brought back some memories. So to me, it's, can I create something on the marketplace, and put an idea out there, that I haven't seen before? So, on my phone, if I go to my voice memos, you're going to crack up because, I'll just be doing stuff around the farm or, at my candle shops and an idea will hit me and I go into the back room and I'm just spitting off what that idea is, into the thing so I can come back to it. But the thing that intrigues me most, about board game design is because my wife does not like to play board games. She plays them because she loves me, but she doesn't play them because she wants to play them. And so, So to me, I'm trying to create something where I feel like, you know, maybe, you know, a lot of times she says, the games you like, David, they're way too complicated and they're challenging. And I don't want to have to think that much, you know, when I'm not working, I don't want to sit there and think, which, you know, some of us really like to do. You know, I like the more complex games, you know, medium to heavy Euros and stuff like that. So to me, you know, I want to see if I could take something where I could play, you know, with her. We could play at like different levels of the same game, but have like different, playing the same game, but at different difficulties. Kind of like a video game, right? And I just feel like the board gaming space hasn't really introduced that. I think the closest thing we've come to is like Search for Planet X. You know, so I'll give another shout out to them, but, you know, it's an app thing. But in the app, you know, my wife, she can pick, hey, I'm going to play on beginner. I'm going to get 8 clues.
Right.
And, you know, she's playing the map, and I could pick, I'm going to play on expert mode, and I'm going to get, you know, 0 clues, and we could play the same game. And a lot of times it's really close at the end. And so to me, you know, can more games like that be designed where, you know, you can bring people in and play at different levels so that, you know, everybody's having fun at the table, not just, you know, hey, this is a gateway game.
Yeah, and have enough in it so to where it's not just a gateway game. Exactly. When you're playing at your level, there's probably a lot more complexity in there in what your vision. I'm thinking of Plan an Unknown, where you can play on the normal regular side, or you can go, okay, hey, you really got to figure this faction out. And, and again, you're not really... doesn't give you the opportunity necessarily to score more points. It's just a different way that you have to solve that puzzle. And so that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I like that.
So, yeah.
Cool. Very cool.
That's it.
Hopefully we will, maybe at some point in this next year, in 2024, we'll see David at a pro spiel and we will play test his game and go, ha, 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 behind him. No, just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it'll be great. Exactly. I'm sure
that's
we'll
part
be.
Of the deal with the pro spiel. You got to be willing to hear the hard stuff. So, and hopefully the people that give you advice. That's, you know, in a, it needs to be brutal, but it can be presented in many different ways.
All right.
Exactly.
Cool. All right. So actually, this is Chris's third, even though we're on our second topic, but one of his other resolutions was to add no more than 12 new games to his collection. So this sounds like a little bit of a restraint.
I thought I reworded that.
That's okay. Buy, you can reword
to buy
it now.
No more than 12 games so that I didn't get burned by someone.
So you just want people to gift them to you.
Yeah. So I didn't know what to put here either, but this is sort of, you know, I've kind of categorized each one. The one is make sure I play what I like, right? That was the one. And the other one is make sure I still go out and try to find the new. This is kind of control the urge and don't let it become an obsession. And you know, the games that I bought, like 29 or 30 games this year, and some of them I bought and I really haven't played hardly at all. Mm-hmm. And so those are the ones that that's what I'm looking at. Don't just go out and buy some because I got to have it. And then it just sits on my shelf.
Right.
Right. But there are other games where I bought them and I've played them, you know, 10, 15 times just in a couple months after I got them. And so those are the ones that I want to buy and add to my collection that are going to continue to get playing time. And so this is just to me about controlling it. And I didn't know what number to pick. And so I picked 12. Okay.
One a month.
But again, I started wordsmithing it. So, again, it was like, I'm going to buy 12 games. And, you know, expansions don't count. I'll figure out a way.
I like the disclaimers on it. What does that 12 actually mean?
Right. There's one resolution with like 10 disclaimers.
As long as you're passing them to your son as inheritance, right? Then, you know.
Well, that's right. That's the other thing. If it makes money or if it's worth something, it's willable.
I guess. But see, that's the other thing that factors in here. My son's about to graduate college middle of next year, and some of the games that are in my collection are actually his. And so when he moves, he's going to take those games with him. And so I'm going to have less to choose from. So I got to be careful that I don't limit myself
too
much. Just
be like, this is to offset tuition.
So anyway, that's what that's about. Just kind of keeping it under control.
Cool. Yeah, and then one of my new things that I want to do is I really want to get to learn the board game arena. I made an account. Jokes. I did. I really did.
Are you
make an
sure?
Account.
I never seen you.
I've yet to see you on
it. Well, you'll see. I've not played once. So if I can play at least once in 2024, I've already succeeded and surpassed this goal. But I really do want to be able to get on there and understand there are some different modes you can play in. I hear everybody around the table generally talk about how, you know, you guys can link up and meet up anytime, anywhere that you need to. Everybody has their own access and you can, but I just want to make sure that when I'm logging on, do I understand what I'm doing and do I understand what I'm playing? Like, is it like a video game? I have no idea. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
That's what I would pick a couple games that you know that have a solo mode. I play tons on BGA, but I play mostly in solo mode just because I can't always commit to say I'm going to be here for an hour and a half with someone I don't know. So I play a lot solo, but then you get to know how the mechanics work. And then if you wanted to play that with someone else, then you at least know it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just being able to kind of, yeah, delve into that world a little bit, get some more playing time in that I absolutely need. So that's my third one. So cool. Actually, that's my second one. Sorry. Anyways. All right. Number three was all based on meetups. And so I did not have one generally in this area, but David and Chris both said that they would like to attend at least one convention. We heard earlier that David and Chris both went to Origins last year. Origins is here. I'll say locally because it's in Ohio, but it's in Columbus, which is a nice, easy drive for us here to get down there. And so you guys have both been there. I don't know if you want to talk about how that was or if you'd like to just say maybe another one that you want to go to or anything. So let's start with Chris.
Yeah, I'll start with respect to Origins this past year in 2023. And so I had never been to a board game convention before other than Protospiels, which are more so design and playtesting. So didn't even know that, hey, Origins, that I had heard of Origins, didn't realize, hey, that's in Columbus. And it's pretty, it might be the second biggest one. I don't know, but it's pretty big. And Dave was like, hey, you know, tickets are available. Who wants to go? And we ended up only taking a day. I think it's a 4-day, 5-day thing. We took one day. We drove down at some ungodly time in the morning. It wasn't too bad, but it was too early. And it's close, but it's still a 2-2.5 hour drive or something to get down there. And we played all day. I think we barely ate. We ate something before we drove back just so we wouldn't pass out.
Greasy
and then,
fair food.
Yeah, and then drove all the way back once the night was over. But I had a blast. I mean, there was a playtesting room. I enjoyed playing that. Just walking around, seeing all the new games, seeing some of the people with displays on there. Playing one god awful game that I hope to never play again as well, but
it was a really great experience.
I don't know, but I felt like it shouldn't be. But we both got the impression that maybe this was just a dude that had some money and that's what he was putting it into, and we didn't redirect him appropriately. I guess
I think me and Chris just bond over really bad games.
Yeah,
like somehow shared we get in these experiences and we can't get ourselves out of them. It's a good time.
That might be one of my resolutions too. That hey, when something's not going well, just say so and get out of it. Because I'm not good at that.
Just abort mission.
Yeah, we sat at that table for 20-25 minutes saying, how do we get out of here? And the answer was we stand up and we leave. And we didn't do it.
It was so simple.
We have to wait till somebody else shows up and then and no we one can did. Slowly
oh, you
want to
sit?
Away.
You want to sit? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, sit in here. It's fine. I gotta go to the bathroom. Never come back. No, that's great. How about David? How about you? You want to hit Origins again? You want to hit something new?
Yeah, I definitely want to hit Origins again. You know, I used to live in Indiana, so the big one, you know, is Indianapolis at Gen Con. You know, that's the other really, I think that's the biggest one, you know, here stateside. You know, so I used to live like right there and I could have went, but I never went when I lived in Indiana. So I'd love to go to Origins again. I'd actually like to stay this time, though. You know, I've done it twice now where I've run up there just for like a day and it's never enough. I mean, there's just so many things going on. But I will say, I think this one, I like it more because, you know, we can play games. You know, I think some conventions are more designed for, hey, let's go shop. Let's find the newest, hottest stuff, which, you know, they have that there at Origins. But there's also a ton of tables set up, you know, and I think we met some people just randomly playing games. You know, we saw some people here from Northeast Ohio that we played a couple of games with as well. You know, Chris joined a Crokinole tournament last minute and won and couldn't defend his title because we didn't stay there for the week. So, you know, so that's why I want to go back
longer.
To see if Chris can repeat, you know, and actually stay to, you know, try to win that board. Yeah.
You got that board. You better be practicing. Get those ambidextrous fingers up in there.
I feel the same way. I'd love to go back to Origins, but I'd love to be able to stay more than one day.
Yes.
It's just a matter of, okay, hotels add up. They know it's Origins, so they're going to be high. So it's the right number of people sharing a room, I think, to do that.
Yeah.
So.
And if we have any fans out there, maybe we could actually meet one or two.
There
of
you
them.
Go.
But I don't know. I mean, maybe we'll make Fifth Meeple shirts and wear them out there.
Yeah, come say hi to us.
In our colors. Yeah, we always play us.
Yep. Yeah. I didn't make one of these my resolutions mainly because of vacation and travel schedule and things like that. But I am so open to going to one of these and learning. I know David doesn't want to stand around and shop. I do. So I would love to go hit all the little booths and grab all the little flyers and little tchotchkes that they have there. So that would be great. I would love that. But yeah, playtesting, doing all that kind of stuff.
Very cool. We did hit most of the booths, right?
I mean, we did
a lot of that, but we didn't, as a result, we probably played three games in the play area.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It sounds cool though. I mean, you guys have been talking about it since you guys came back. So it seems cool.
Yeah. It was a great experience for me.
Cool.
Yeah. It was fun.
All right.
And yeah, maybe Gen Con, we'll see. So for me too, it's just a matter of what's vacation going to look like and what kind of fit in.
I think last year when you guys had gone, I wasn't even in the state. So anyways, but Yeah. All right, cool. So hopefully that lines up and maybe we'll see some of you guys there. All right. So number four and kind of our last one, just to kind of bring this in, is really a personal one for all of us. It's really to broaden our horizons and just kind of see where it goes there. So one of the things that David had in his resolutions was to continue just to build up the local board game community around this Northeast Ohio area. David, any ideas there how you might want to do that, or just, you know, that's just what you feel?
Yeah. I mean, you know, one of it is, you know, we do have a group that meets, you know, the last Friday of every month, you know, at our church that we started hosting it. You know, just continue to, you know, work with that group. You know, I think the hard part is, you know, when you start a group up, you have really good intentions, you know, even us. And then as the group continues to play, you know, you find people you click with, you know, more than others, just because you either like the same games or, you know, personalities, you know, like I like messing with people when I'm at the table and some people don't like that. So they take it the wrong way, but you know, you find people and so you start forming cliques. And so I think part of it is, you know, my resolution for that group is, you know, just to, you know, continue to disperse myself throughout that group, to, you know, build bridges there, that people can feel welcome and, you know, continue to grow it and to meet other people. You know, I've met a lot of good friends I would consider, you know, this past year, through different groups like that. So, you know, I just want to be an asset to the community, especially when people are feeling like in today's world that, you know, they can't connect with anybody or they're like alone. Like, you know, Chris is playing in his basement by himself, solo, multi-handed.
I still do it. I have a blast doing it.
But, you know, he can come out of the bomb shelter every now and then and play with some real people, give them some competition. So, you know, but, you know, that's kind of my goal is just to grow that. And then, you know, just trying to figure out, you know, because I like a lot of different games, I think, you know, I have varying tastes in games. I like, you know, heavy Euros, but I also like, you know, other stuff that's not as heavy, you know, just finding the right groups of people to play with. And then trying to go out there and, you know, make friends with that, with those communities as well. Mm-hmm.
Is a hard thing. I understand fully what you're saying, because there are people that you do meet up with that you maybe don't click with. It's not, it's not anything other than maybe just a personality thing or just how you play the game. But like you're saying, you can get in these cliques and play, and you have your set people that you always want to play with, right? But then trying to, like you said, bridge those gaps, or maybe people who aren't a little bit more introverted, you know, and that don't know how to come to these game nights, and drawing them in is really key and important. Even if you're playing with people that maybe you don't like to, or you don't like their style, or you don't like their attitude, playing with them a couple of few times, and then hopefully there's enough people around to just engage them and get them just to come back, and maybe they find their own little group there, which would be great.
Yeah, I mean, because I feel blessed. I mean, we have this group that meets on Monday nights, you know, and that Monday night, I always look forward to that Monday night, you know, and I think, you know, in my head, I'm like, you know, if somebody's out there and they're always coming to our Friday group, you know, one time a month, that might be like the highlight of their month, yeah. You know, for some of them to come and play some games. And, you know, if they get there, nobody's willing to play with them. And in the back of my head, I'm like, could I have changed that? You know, could I have gone over there and, you know, just sat and played a couple games, even if they're not my type of games, just because, you know, like Chris was telling us a story before we got on the air, you know, Chris's favorite game is Cosmic Encounter.
Not.
But, you know, he had a good time playing it, you know, with his family over Christmas break, he was telling us. And, you know, we know Chris doesn't really like that game that much, but, you know, he had the right group of people and he had some fun with it.
It was actually fun to play. Yeah.
And so, you know, sometimes I think the games are like that too. It's like, you know, even though it's not my game, if I can sit there and have fun with people and it's their jam, maybe I get the joy from just hanging out and messing with them at something that they really like, and I could find something in it. So, so that's kind of my goal, is just to try to open up even not only that avenue, but just my house as well, you know, so that other people can, you know, come and take advantage of all the games that I own as well, so that they get played, not just sitting on the wall.
Yeah.
So yeah, cool.
Have people come over and dust them off. I like it.
Yeah, I think the you were talking about the, you know, different people coming in. We did one just after Thanksgiving, I think it was. You had that one, and not a whole lot of people showed up, but I think we had 7 or 8. And we just, hey, someone had a game. I think it was you. You had a game that for 7 people, and we all just sat around the table and tried it out. I didn't like it. But I mean, it was okay for a single play, but it was 7 of us just, and the way it was challengers. And so basically everybody played against everybody. And so you got to meet every single person in that group, get to know them a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. And really, you know, again, I think that's just a bigger take for the entire community, is sometimes just taking one for just the board game community and sitting with people you may not like or agree with or things like that. And just like David said, he's blessed. He has a lot of opportunity. He has a lot of games. He wants people to play them. He wants people to engage and just come and have the opportunity to be able to open up, come out of their shell, get out of the bomb shelter, enjoy something that they, like you said, maybe they only do that once a month. So yeah, I think that's really cool. Also in this category, we have Chris. He actually wants to increase his H index to 15. And I texted Chris earlier.
Ooh, that's tough.
I texted him earlier today and I was like, what are you talking about? So if you could explain, first of all, what this means.
Yeah, I'll explain it the best way I can, which is probably going to sound very nerdy, and then I'll give a couple examples. So the H index is the highest number where you can say, I have played X different games X times each. And so if you have 10 different games, each of which you have played 10 times each, then your H index is 10. And if you keep playing games and you get, now you've got 11 games, you played 11 times, your H index is 11, et cetera, et cetera. I'm at 13 right now. So I've played 13 different games at least 13 different times each. Okay. And I'm pretty close to 14, I think. This is another one. I'm not sure where I should set that number, but I'm a guy that likes to have kind of little goals or challenges ahead of me, and I enjoy that part of it. So this is just taking a hobby and that I really, really enjoy and putting a little bit of that in there. Again, having something else to work towards and just constantly kind of expand that number. So, and eventually I think it's going to get a little harder. I don't think 15 is going to be that hard because I've got a couple other games that are kind of waiting in the wing, sitting there already with 9 or 10 plays. And so eventually though, that number, the bigger it gets, the harder it gets.
Eldritch Horror.
Well, Eldritch Horror, I've played like 80 sometimes.
Oh so, my gosh. Yeah. Whoa.
Okay. But again, all multi-handed in my basement, but having a blast. So that's at 13 right now, trying to get it up to 15. And again, whether that's the right number or not, we'll see.
Yeah. So it seems like for a couple of these two, we're setting a bar to see where we're at. And then maybe in 25, when we come back and just see where did that move as we start setting these goals and just we expand in this community as well and in these just different games and stuff that we play. So
yeah, the other thing I'm trying to be careful of is, again, I mentioned a little bit with that 10 by 10 that towards the end, a couple of them was like, I really don't want to play those couple games, but now I have to. And, you know, don't really have to, but I do if I want to meet that challenge. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying not to set something to where what should be a lot of fun becomes a little bit of work just to say, okay, I got to play that now. I don't want to be doing that. I want to be playing something I want to play. But I think this number's still set to where I can still do that.
Yeah. And I think that's good too, because you're going to playing a game. You don't want to play once or twice and then having to go, I got to play that 15 times. Like just doesn't even make sense. Yeah. So, but
he's playing Cosmic Encounters. He's playing on tour.
It's on tour. I know it's on tour.
It doesn't have to be in 1 year. That's just in your lifetime. Right. So you could get that way more. And that's not including obviously the, you know, monopolies and all that. So these are hobby games that you've played that many times. So
interesting. All right. Okay. So then the last one for me is in the personal category is really just to keep learning new games, new methods, new mechanics, keep trying to understand, you know, every time we play something, I think I ask somebody, okay, what are we doing here? And what does this remind me of? And what's another game on the wall that I've played before that this kind of might mirror that and stuff like that. So really just, I feel like I've been drinking out of a water hose the last year trying to understand that, yeah, nothing is just Sorry or Monopoly or those life, the game of life, like, right? Like you're spinning and you're moving and just bizarre, right? So new to me, keep doing that, but also really learn to lose with a better attitude as well is one of my goals that goes along with this, because everybody knows, and I'm sure everybody can relate, there's a point in some of these games that we play that there is no coming back from. No. And when you are 20 minutes into a 90-minute game and you know there is no way you're coming back, it takes the wind out of your sails. And so really, like Chris always says, he enjoys the loss just as much as the win. I still don't believe it because it doesn't resonate with me.
I didn't say I enjoy the loss as much as the win. But there are, you can take joy out of a loss too.
What?
You can. And you talked about Eldritch Horror. That's a game that, again, will kick you tons and tons of times. But you can get upset about it, which when I first started playing, I did. Like, why would I ever want to play this game? Or you can just say, that was so brutally devastating. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah. And really, that. I hope to get to that place, but I'm really a sore loser. I wasn't good at team sports because I wanted to win. If I can control the win, like that's much more fun. So just, you know, coming in and having a better attitude, because sometimes you can all see on our faces when we're just done. So it really dampens the room. I'll say that. And I know I've been probably the bane of that sometimes.
So if I blow that saying up of your goal there and put it on the wall in a poster, will you get offended?
No, actually, I wouldn't. I'd probably look at it and be like, oh, crap, he's right.
Oh, that's a dangerous resolution
to put on here. Make it into a neon sign. So excellent. Really, just, again, overall, better community, better attitude, just coming and saying it is what it is. Just happy to learn, right? So,
yeah. And I think that is a tough challenge, you know, no matter kind of what group you're in or, you know, just how do you handle not winning, right? You know, I know people, we like to play for fun, but, you know, there are certain people that are competitive. I mean, that's why we like to play, you know, especially not against like a bot or on solo mode, is mm-hmm. because we want that human interaction, you know, that, you know, that, you know, when you can go play a board game, you know, can I manipulate it? Can I do things just a little bit better than the person next to me? You know, I think that's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
If not, you can go play video games, you know, all the time if you want to do that. But, you know, just how do you, you know, like you said, you know, lose with grace, especially if you're playing a 3-hour board game and you're out in the first, you know, 40 minutes, you know, how do you cope with that?
Listen, I'm sitting here and blood rage is right behind you and it's been staring at me and that game slapped me so hard. But I want to play it again. That is one thing I will say I've always said is I will play games 2 and 3 times to really understand and give it a try. So.
But sometimes I think, you know, it's fun when you're losing, just lose hard, you know, either win big or just lose hard, like lose by so much that, you know,
take all my resources.
Yeah. Or just set a goal for yourself. I'm in last place. I'm going to try to get to fourth. Or I feel like your goal is just beat me.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
As long as you like take me
beat
down
one
with
person
you.
At the table. Yeah. Yeah. Look for that person. You know, Lords of Waterdeep, one of my top probably 10 games of all time. You know, I still have not won that game ever. Like I played with multiple. Yeah, I know. Okay. But I have fun every time, and I normally get killed. So, no matter what strategy I try to use, so
yeah, that baffles me. I've noticed that too. Just you never win that game.
I never win that game, but I love playing it. So, it's one of those weird ones.
All right. Well, I think that wraps it up for us tonight here at the Fifth Meeple. Thank you guys so much for joining us, and thanks for just following us and being a part of this whole just community that we have. We're so grateful. We're thankful for what 2023 has brought us. We are looking forward to what 2024 has in store for us. And if you have any resolutions yourself or anything, please just submit them. Tell us. Get it to us, email us, put it on any board so we can kind of just see where that is and maybe read some of those as well. Maybe we'll take up some of your guys' resolutions as well. We hope you guys had a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, and all that other stuff. And we look forward to being with you guys in 2024.
Topic or
all right, we're gonna try this again and I'm gonna try not to screw it up.
Is it recording?
It is okay. Recording.
Right.
Thanks for checking.
I just want to make sure.
Okay. And I have no idea what to say after that, so I'll edit it.
Excellent.
So hopefully you can connect with one of us and I still don't know. I don't know why I'm still yapping.
That's all right.
But I gotta have something
shake your sillies out.
I gotta have something edited to.
Yeah. Chris's mom, if you're out there, review us on Apple Podcasts.
See, my mom would. My mom, this I guess will be the extra stuff, but my mom says she listens to the ones where she looks at it and she says, oh, I know that game. So okay. I'll listen to that one, but she doesn't know many games. So
any other,
give me a minute, please. I just got to change my glasses. Okay. I can't see anything I've written. Okay.
Dork. I'm just kidding.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
I'm a nerd. I'm not a dork. I don't think so. I feel really lucky this year. I didn't necessarily.
Who's watch? Siri had something to say, guys. Yeah. Not combine some of them, but I put them into a little bit of category. I put them into categories to. Well, let me just start that again. Okay. I don't even know where I left off. My bad.
Let's start over.
Okay. All right. So diving into our 2024 resolutions. So what we did here was everything. The cat. Sorry.
Is he digging on it?
Yeah. Okay. I just saw it out of the corner of my eye. Okay. All right. It might just take longer to learn it than actually play it.
Yeah, it could be.
All right. One of the things
what we got to do is I think tickets are available. We just got to get them. And then we're kind of forced to go.
So. I think the tickets are the easy part. The hard part is the lodging.
Yeah.
I know. How to do that. It's going to sell out fast.
Rent a camper.
Yeah. And we just stay in the camper. And then, yeah. You're there.
I wish you could see my face. Daniela doesn't camp. Okay.
I do have a tent. So
if you're listening, you live in Columbus and you want to host us, let us know.
We'll do a recording.
We'll play some games with you.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it, I think, for tonight. Sorry. Let me shut that over again.
Remember, if you...
I know.
It's going to be like, we'll sit here for 3 minutes.